Repair versus replace. The $5,000 rule for Alabama homeowners. Deciding whether to repair an aging HVAC system or invest in a new one shouldn't be a guessing game. In the HVAC industry, we use an objective standard called the $5,000 rule to evaluate the financial side of the decision. However, the right choice isn't just about math. It's also about part availability and your family's specific needs. When your AC fails in Alabaster or Pell City, the first question is usually, is it worth fixing? Using a data-driven formula helps take the emotion out of that decision, but you must also factor in the cost of waiting. How the $5,000 rule works. The formula is simple. Multiply the age of your system by the estimated cost of the repair. If the total is below $5,000, a repair is generally the logical move. If the total is above $5,000, replacement is usually the smarter long-term investment. Age of unit times cost of repair equals the decision number. The hidden factor, part availability and lead times. Even when a repair is financially sound, especially if the system is still under a manufacturer's warranty, the reality of the supply chain can change the math. The warranty balance, while a part might be covered under a warranty, certain specialized components like variable speed compressors or custom coils can sometimes face longer shipping lead times. The shipping reality. While common components are usually stocked locally in Birmingham, specialty parts may need to be shipped from a regional distribution center, which can take several business days. The circumstance audit, when math isn't everything. Before committing to a repair on an older unit, consider these three questions. Who lives in the home? If you have infants, elderly family members, or individuals with chronic health conditions, your tolerance for waiting even a few days in the Alabama heat may be very low. Is this a one-off or a pattern? If you've already had multiple repairs this season in Hoover or Trussville, your system may be losing its overall reliability. What is the estimated arrival? Ask your technician, is this part in the local warehouse or are we waiting for a shipment? Evaluating service capacity. If you find that a repair part is a few days away but your family needs cooling now, you must evaluate a contractor's inventory and fleet capacity. How quickly can a new unit be installed? While a typical contractor may not be able to get to you for several days, companies with a master-led training culture and deep local inventory can typically provide same-day installation. This allows you to bypass shipping delays and restore safety to your home immediately. FAQs. What if my repair is $500 but my unit is only 8 years old? At $4,000, 8 times $500, the math favors a repair. But if that part is several days away, the decision depends on your family's comfort and health needs. Does the $5,000 rule apply to systems using the old refrigerant? Yes. If you have an older R410A system, a repair today could be significantly more expensive next year as that refrigerant is phased out. Replacing now future-proofs you against those rising costs. Should I repair a system that is still under warranty? Financially, yes, because your cost is limited to labor and diagnostics. However, always have your technician check the estimated arrival time for the part so you can make an informed choice based on the current weather.